This is where I grew up at. The biggest thing about this week has been, like, it's been more of a revelation. Just, like, before every game, you think about everything you've been through to get to where you are. And to be here playing in one of my biggest games of my career, right back where everything that I am started at, is very humbling and it's very encouraging at the same time.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
How you doing, babe?
Doing well. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to see you. Castanet, what's up, bro? How you doing? Look at that. Still there. What is it, 12 years later? We'll get the tip. I swing it back up here. We'll set a pick on the outside zone defender, and I come baseline and catch an alley-oop before the top of the beginning of every game. High school is a big part of growing into who you are, I think. Some things change, some things haven't changed, and that was 4 years of my life of becoming a young man was there. Yep, I'm right there, number 32. Because we all start off as pieces of clay. And if you're fortunate enough, you have a lot of great hands that's molding that clay for you to become what you are. This is some new age recruiting. You don't have to be on the phone with them. You know what I'm saying? They want you. I'm going to call y'all back. You got to put them on hold for a bit. You pass on knowledge. So there's a lot of heads that helped shape me in my life. If I could help shape those other balls of clay that's walking around my community as well in a positive way, then I'm doing my job of, you know, being a positive influence on them.
Coaches tell you anything all the time.
Just like women.
Just, man.
Just like women. Just like, yeah. My guy.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, coach? Right. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
How you doing?
Doing so, well.
Y'all? This is Martellus Bennett.
I'm here for the Super Bowl.
I spent so much time with coach, you know, whether it was tutoring me in math or on a basketball court, things like that. And they built the foundation, and then, you know, from there, you know, you just kind of grow and learn and become your own. Yeah. Foundation is the most important part of the house.
So he's never forgotten where it started for him, at least as a high school athlete. So that's been gratifying, too. But to see him reach that platform is pretty neat for us as coaches and just happy for him as a player. So we're really pleased for him.
Y'all got any math questions for me?
Steelers should have been in the Super Bowl, by the way.
Steelers should not be in the Super Bowl. I'm just saying the two best teams in the NFL are in the Super Bowl, right?
No.
How you figure? There's a bracket. This is the control variable. All right. Did the awesome team not beat the Steelers?
I mean, they did.
Bro, it's in the history book. It happened. It says Tuesday, 9 o'clock. But in the black community, that means like 10:35.
I was like, this guy, all he does is joke and read.
Some of the smartest people I've met have been in the barbershop.
Man, I remember years coming by here. Yeah. Boy, see, I don't need it anymore. Yeah.
We all get close.
Lord, give it, and the Lord take it.
And he took it away.
Sometimes you come in with your fresh haircut already. Like, you just come here. Let me drop by the barbershop, see what's going on in the barbershop right now. And you looking for conversations about anything, you can find it in there.
I'm buying like 37 points. He trying to get triple double or some stuff at the church league. I'm like, come on, man.
I remember I run over here, you know, just right around here, and now I'm about to play in the Super Bowl. Like, who would imagine that a kid from right here in A-Leaf, Texas, that ran down the street right here all the time would be back here playing in the Super Bowl?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
You are.
You conceded.